Blog Talk Radio.
The following is appropriate for anybody who's trying to get their soul nourished, heard about, honestly, who really wants to know, who wants to be heard. You're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'm co-host Talk Dude, and on the line is the one and only Organic OK.
Yep, it's comedian Organic OK. Everyone, I want you to find the place in your desire. If you can't find it, just allow someone to truly that this is what we do. I like to say thank my co-host, comedian, Talk Dude, for being on this platform. It's a little bit later than usual, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to say appreciate you taking your time to tune in. Now, Talk Dude, would you like to express yourself? I would like you to express yourself for those that got a little, you know, a little nervous, a little, you know, a little buzz going on. Just clear that out for a moment.
I'm feeling a little bit. Go ahead. Okay. I'm feeling a little bit better because I started listening to the inner voice. You know, there's a voice inside of ourselves. Just take a moment to listen to that. We often listen to it when we meditate. But often, sometimes when we pray, we just start asking for stuff. When you meditate and you pray, you talk to whatever you believe in. But when you meditate, you listen. You got to listen to that voice. Listen, there's an inner voice inside all of us. You got to listen to that. Make a habit of listening to that voice a lot more often. And you know what? You're going to find what you're looking for. You're going to find out what you're missing. We all feel inadequate because we feel like we're missing something in life. But listen to that voice a lot more and mark my words. Your prayers really will be heard. I've been doing that a lot more.
The list of your actual desires is going to preparate. See, some of the things you don't realize that they say things are going to happen when they need, but think about it. Some of the things that you're asking for, it's like, you know, they say like the intellect ability of people creating cuisines, right?
It's, indeed.
You know, they don't tell you their secret, right? But your desires
indeed.
That you care about have a tradition of consistently motivating what is needed for you, you know? So when you have things that are being prepared, depending on what is needed for you, it needs a different type of preparation that takes time, right?
Indeed.
Some of the best food around the world, what do? Some stuff, they pin the ground for a year, 2 years, 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then take it out, right?
Yeah.
Imagine how long you would start if that was you working on a meal for 3 years.
Indeed, indeed. Let me just say this much. Take a moment right now. Ask yourself where you are right now in life. Listen to that inner voice. Listen to it. Really ask yourself, where am I? Okay. Check out the nearest reflective surface. A mirror, sunglasses, whatever you got. Actually,
come
a mirror would be best. Look at it. And ask yourself.
You're doing this to people. You're trying to make people budgie in a desperation moment.
No, I'm not.
If
I'm telling you.
People that take it as you're making them budgie at a desperate moment where they need to be more neutral. I said neutral.
Nurtured.
What I'm saying to everyone out there is you have to be vulnerable from the position of being a listener and learner to actually, you know, make yourself vulnerable to see these things in a humble way instead of trying to dictate the outcome, right? And you're moving it faster than is needed for the result you need to truly have to work itself out in another way. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take a few moments, and we're going to allow this to be the foundation of where Talk Dude is going to reconnect those. And come on, Talk Dude. When someone was truly helping you, you don't have the luxury of complaining on people that are not resolving your problem besides distracting you and delaying the results. To make this kind of system propaganda to move in place just enough so when you're starting to be successful, it undermine you. Don't do that. Don't undermine what people need in a desperate place. Everyone will have the luxury. Think about that. If you're in different settings, think about a time when you don't have the luxury. You're thinking about all the things you don't have based on what you've been familiar with. But think about when someone teach you other ways to successfully move through what you need to do. You don't have the limitation. Think about if you don't have a limitation, stop telling people in a way that making them mostly seasick. Come on now, don't give them more habits. It's become an addiction to be disabled. Come on now.
No. They don't have to be disabled. I'm telling about them. Listen to that soul. Listen to that inner voice. And you can basically, you can be the kind of you want to be. You can spice it all up if you just start basically listening to that inner voice and feeding it, making that inner voice your strongest connection, your best friend. You're either your own greatest asset or your own liability. There's no in between.
Don't tell them that because you are being so successful and changing their lives. They don't want you to tell them that. They don't want you to help them, especially those that have been so conditioned to see people fail them. When you help them truly change, it's something inside them make them curious. And they say, don't tell me this. You're making me successful. And you say, man, some people inspire you so much off of the success that they're doing. The harvest shows you that you're doing things so magical in their life. And it should not be left at that limitation. It should be more in that to reflect in your internal ability to truly respond to your need, right? No, he's going to pay for a monster break on me. Okay.
Okay. Yes, I was just taking it back. Okay, listen. Listen to your soul. We're all of a soul. Every living organism has a soul. The truth is, some people, they don't listen to that inner voice. They listen to cynicism. You know what that is, don't you? It's that pessimistic voice that really took over when you became an adult. And you listen to it more than anything because a lot of us are afraid to try. They're afraid to really roll the dice, afraid to really take risks and whatever.
Haven't you truly been left in the lobby of this kind of toxic, you know, trash-taking system, almost like housekeeping? If you're sitting there and a person cleaning up around you, as you're trying to nurture and eat your food, when you feel uncomfortable and they have dust and emptying out the trash on the vacuum right in front of you, think about this with yourself. If you're in the lobby where change is happening and all the trash is happening right by you, you can't afford to have that contamination contaminate what you have, right? So you got to be clear about not spoiling yourself where it's not needed. When you're changing things, don't expose yourself to things that's trash to take out, right? You want to be on top of the success, not just less in the success. I call this, you know, if you are not truly happening into your, you know, the whereabouts of where you need to get assistance in your journey, when someone truly connect to you, it's got to be something that you're leaving out of the ingredients. When you truly find the ingredients, what you need for your path, and when you connect to those things, and then you find other components of how the reflection of the opposite end, that means, yes, we look at this. You notice how children truly, when they see a beautiful girl, or see a some naturally beautiful, wow, it's natural. Why do we condition ourselves to be so, you know, out of this place of natural connection to seeing a beautiful partner? It's natural. So when people try to make things unnatural, in that capacity, try to make you have emotional canned good where you got to sit here and be taken through the port and do all these things, that's not natural. It's unnatural for you to be segregated from something that's truly natural. Talk, dude. Now get to them. Let them understand your viewpoint. What do you have to tell them?
I believe every single one of you has got that potential. Every single one of you. And you know what? You can make time to be better. You make time to be a little bit better. If you don't accomplish everything on your list, you can still be the best possible version of yourself, the 2.0, the updated, the improved version that you want to be. Every single one of you. Now, basically, it's not even like a real risk you're taking. The real risk, the worst risk, the biggest risk of all is just to sit back and let yourself continue to sink deeper and deeper down. You can let that fire, that spark, it can happen. Now, let me tell what my inner voice often tells me. Doing better than you think you are. You just need to keep doing it more. Just a little bit more consistent. You just need to stop thinking about what you don't have. You just need to stop complaining about what isn't.
Come on, man. Come on, man. You're talking to somebody.
You need to stop comparing yourself to somebody else in life who just seems to get a better shake.
But guess what?
Who knows?
Don't know what they've been through, man. That person that's been through that, they may be. That person may need what you got to make that person reconnect. As you clean that dirty mirror, that's what that person may need to actually see themselves in their journey. Did you realize that? You see that person you thought they was doing better. They are doing better because you are part of the better of connecting. And when you're successful, that's truly when the connection have paved the ways. Come on now.
All right. Listen to me. You're doing all right. You're doing all right. I think everybody. Go ahead.
Remember that time. Just talk. I'm just bouncing off of the reflections so you can see the internal of your effort and the effort of your muscles therapeutically feeding your ability. Come on now, man.
I have a condition, and you know what? I did let it keep me in arrested development too long. When I personally used to get all damn, what's the word I'm looking for? When I get stressed out, I start blinking a lot. You know why? I'm getting nervous. I'm getting uneasy.
But you gotta realize you're a person. You act like you're a robot. Like someone gotta grease you up and, you know, make sure you're a human being. You act like you're unhuman. So what did happen to you? You act like something happened to me. What is this? You're a human, man. And when you realize that, these things will feel so odd to you. So you think you're immune to being normal. That's a normal thing. The more you realize how normal it is, the unnormal you will have to worry about those problems.
Indeed. What we can do is practice. And hope.
Like you inheriting disability. Like somebody trying to give you disability, like some kind of underground black market of disability. Like
I did inherit in a lot of ways, but what I want to tell you is practice yourself. You can practice yourself. You can get better at being you every single day. Not just what you've been doing. You can be doing all the stuff you want to be doing. You got to practice that a little bit. Practice that every opportunity.
But guess what? Have you ever truly seen how your happiness didn't have so many frustration moments? It just breathing and healing these things you call problems. Because you realize problems are not affected by your emotion of this delusion from seeing the things that's in your mind. Think about how many people in the world have had the worst problem they ever imagined, and they've seen something within them. And that light have woke their spirit up, woke the horrors up, and the horrors said, we have to move. We have to accomplish this. This meal here is changing others, and we got to be a part of this task. Everybody out there, you've been listening to a comedian, Organic OK, and the show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. My co-host is comedian Talk Dude, and my congregation. I shouldn't say congregation because, as I have different names, I do use different names. I don't want people to lock me in something that I'm not locked into. You know what I mean? I'm only locked into that capacity. If you are trying to lock me in. Or your name. You know, people used to always do that to me. Always trying to call me the name. He's just calling me that name. You know that movie, Preacher's Wife? It was always talking about preacher, man. It's always harass me with this kind of, well, you're a preacher?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a preacher.
It's 9:45 here on the program, Graham. Satisfying the greatness within you. That's what we're all about, basically. You bettering yourself every single moment. Please, call in. Get involved with this. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Everybody, I've been looking through your harvest. I've been seeing your greatness, but I've seen your greatness is trying to stay here and chop me up like I'm seasoning. I'm seasoning for the actual appetite of people have been struggling. No, 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 no. I'm here to tell you is I don't have to struggle to be successful, and I shouldn't have to be overlooked for you to utilize things that I'm motivating you from to motivate what you threw and trying to use me as the actual problem. And once you try to clear me, once you're successful, then your problem don't exist. I'm never with your problem. What I'm telling you, I'm echoing down. Like, you've been talking from the gas in your bowel movement, and I'm just telling you that's not a heart attack. That's all I'm saying to you. But I'm not close by because that's a fragrance that I have to pray out there because I don't want to smell all that. That's all I'm saying. Now, for a time being, I'm going to step to the side because my co-host got to express some more things, things that they, you know, that truly others need to be hearing. I'm going to take a moment off just to let my co-host talk for a moment. Thank you.
There are lots of ways that basically you can better yourself. Motivation often seems self-live, but it's not if you keep it consistently. There are all kinds of ways you can motivate yourself. Like, honestly, there are these newfangled diets. A lot of you aren't. Some people, you know, they're really looking at themselves and they're thinking, I don't feel well. You can find something that's right for you. If basically you're thinking, I want to do my dream job, but I'm not sure how, the money it's costing to go to school, it's gotten really competitive. There are ways that you can basically find the right path that you belong. Honestly, there are those who basically say, all these things seem so difficult, out of reach, always out of reach. It doesn't have to be like that either. There are ways that you can basically find to get what you need. There are paths or whatever. You know, so many people, sometimes they bring in somebody else, an outside person, to hold their hand so much to lead them down what they consider is the right path. And they don't know what is. What I'm telling you, what I'm telling every single one of you, is that it can be done. There are steps that can be taken. Really. Some might ask, well, what are they? You start with the first step. You learn to love yourself. Second of all, you realize all the things you want to do, all that personal, that best version of yourself that you want to be. Ask yourself what that is. Make a list. Get a notebook. Make a hard list of what is. Really. Ask yourself that. Ask yourself, what is missing? What is it that I need to do? And find out that it is possible. It really is. You can do it. You can really do it. You can be the you want to be. You can find peace. You can be with others. I think when everyone starts basically being the best selves they want to be, when there's more peace, that tranquility in the world, before you know it, a lot of the hostility is gone. We're all sort of friends, brothers, and countrymen. We're all connected. First of all, make sure you have the right attitude, a little bit more attitude in your day, like a little more flavoring in your damn coffee. A little bit more flavor, a little more attitude, a little more sure and assertive about things, about who you are and what you want. A little bit more of that. Are you doing that? This way is without coming across like a total pushy jerk. You just had to have more of a flair. A sort of resonance. You can really do it. Ask yourself, what can I do to stop from basically drowning myself in depression? So many of us do that. We drown ourselves in depression. We hold back. You know why? We're afraid to try. We're afraid to be. We're so ashamed of what we are. We're so afraid of getting knocked on our asses. We're so afraid that somebody might laugh at the idea that we're trying to better ourselves, that we don't try. We just waste away into nothing. And there are some people who are doing that, and they want you with them because misery loves company. There are some people who are sinking. They sing all the way down, and they make sure everybody else around them sinks too. So they drown with company. It doesn't have to be that way. It isn't. Listen to the show. That's the first step. Second step is basically saying, I'm going to listen to the inner voice. I'm going to listen to what I need. The third step is basically make a list, make a chart of things you want, changes you want to make. Start basically becoming the kind of ideal person, the kind of person that seems blessed, the kind people envy. There's something about you that they envy because you're going places. You're moving things. Some of you might say, I don't have the time. I should have studied harder. When now I don't have any time. Or some got into a demand period where it's like, I don't have any time. So my job and my family is just too demanding. There's no spare time. I'm constantly overwhelmed. Once again, it doesn't have to be like that. Some of you might be thinking, I'm too old to change. It doesn't have to be like that either. You can take steps. You can take real steps. You can take real movements, honestly, towards your goal. Nowadays, I saw a lot of videos of handicapped people, people who had horrible afflictions, the worst you can imagine. They weren't just short, they were missing bones. They had an aging illness. Some of them were basically had that sort of condition that Gary Coleman and Emmanuel Lewis had. And you know what they were? They were doing motivational speaking. They were saying they didn't want to be pitied. They wanted people to follow them, be inspired, and that's what they got. So many of them did die prematurely because, once again, they had an illness and affliction, but their time was well spent.
Okay. Now, this is the thing, sir. I heard what you were saying about what that is. This is what I'm saying to you, sir, is something at the time that people are dealing with it, they don't actually have, you know, the complete message that they're trying to carry out, because life sometimes is carrying messages beyond the actual, like, you know how when you are, maybe you're buying a product or selling a product, it doesn't end once you, you know, deliver it to the actual carrier to actually drop it off and go through the process, right? The actual parts that are needed is beyond your actual, you know, hands that distributing that, right? It's others' hands, right? So
right.
One thing I see time and time and time again is how people that give messages, people misinterpret what that meant. And sometimes people say things, and they're saying something with this extra pretense of you getting more from what they're saying, and it's like saying, oh, hi, how are you doing today? Oh, I'm the pre-war today. You know, and some people will go into more than others, right? Some people, you say, how are you doing over there? And, like, some people, depending on how old they are, that will give you a lot so you can actually be inspired as you tell them how you be inspired to uplift the actual ability and don't carry it as oppression, right? So there's so many things that we misinterpret about what people are saying, because we can be that kind of person. We can be the person that's taking a positive ability, and we are sitting here trying to modify it, you know? And they want to modify because the weight, look at this. You ever see how they have, like, these counterweights, right? The curtains and the whole thing's up, that stage prop, right? And if the weight, the counterweight is not heavy enough, what's going to happen to the product? You know, it's going to come down. So it's got to be weighed right, otherwise the props that's on the stage, they're going to fall, they're going to come down, right? Because they'll be too heavy to actually stay up there, right? So when people do a lot of stagecraft things, you can't go in there being an amateur. Those certain things, what happens if you go in an amateur, something hanging, and it is not done properly? What happens? It can kill somebody. So it's so many things that we have to be conscious of how we interact with people, right? You talk to people, and some people that can do things still are silly, guess what? Because how it's done, it can be very serious with a very confident and comfortable position, right? So sometimes people that tell you this, you can see people that, you know, what they're doing, and you can see a limitation in individuals based on time and how things are put under pressure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so things change a lot under time and pressure and under certain types of, you know, cross-contamination. You know, if someone's constantly coming behind and cleaning the cross-contamination, what the problem is, there's going to be a lot of solutions, a lot of happy moments. But once people start managing the solution, the problem is going to be a rough road, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you don't waste your time on the problems, I'm bad position of not being able to see things and not falling, because maybe that's not your task. Ready to do that, right? And once you understand what your position is, you can do a lot more from that position to open to other tasks. For everybody, this is comedian Organic OK. And my co-host is Talk Dude.
The one and only.
We're getting to the end of the show.
Yeah, please. Remember, you can hear all our shows on the web on Blog Talk Radio. You know, and we're going to be doing just some other things about them, like hashtag, Instagram, and Twitter. Pretty soon we're going to be all over.
I mean, it's easy said than done. Once those things hit, you know, and once those things are put to set up, it's a lot of things that I think that what people never heard of you. A lot of people have never heard of you before. Don't know you exist. And, you know, once they start seeing things about you that they can, you know, put a face with the words and put different messages that you created with that, it just start raising people's eyes and ears and seeing things that, I remember this one thing. I remember we was on October International Disabled Awareness Month, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we was on a disabled comedy tour. And this particular, you know, this we do on 31 days, we do 63 comedy shows. You know, but it is a time that we haven't really been able to do a lot of things that we normally be able to do. But let's check this out. I remember one day we was at a venue, and we was actually at a facility. And this woman, she was 100 and what? Was she 106, 107?
Somewhere in that vein.
Yeah, because I remember she was quiet, and then she heard you talk, and you lit her up. She heard your voice, and she lit up on your conversation.
Oh, you heard her. Well, I better wrap this up. Continue.
Yeah, so at that point in time, you don't realize who you truly meant to give the message to. You know, some people say, man, she's 106 years old. What message are you giving her? Sometimes the things that she's been holding on to, you're taking them out of her hands so she can relax. You don't understand what it means to someone to have a short moment to enjoy something, how they're uplifted from their obligation to be, you know, this kind of, and it's the position, you know. You realize love is something that truly, you are planning different levels of love, romantically, you know, and fantasizing. So you don't know what triggered things in there, you know. It could be a love of what her fantasy was, and seeing it come to fruition, you know, it's, you know, you don't know. Everyone, this could mean Organic OK. Talk to you another time.
All right. We will be back next week around this time.
No, not this time.
Well, not this time, yeah. Much earlier in the day. But hopefully the Night Owls heard this one. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. And good night.